So, last week we dealt with the sugya of Simchat Yom Tov in general. And now we're going to turn to the sugya on Samachet, which also appears in the beginning of the second paragraph of Beitza, which is, okay, there's a mitzvah called Simchat Yom Tov. What does that look like? And the question we need to keep in mind is, what is going on in this Gemara, and how does it connect to the mitzvah of Simcha, as we've seen it? Because, as we'll see, this notion that you should divide your day, you would think, at first glance, is somehow related to the mitzvah of Simcha Yom Tov, except surprisingly, does the Gemara on Kuftet mention anything about Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem? No. Does this Gemara mention anything about Simcha Yom Tov in general? Not a word. Right? So, we gotta figure this out. So, so the Gemara here, what? I meant the sugya as it appears in Kuftet. Like, is there any dialogue with it? Not particularly. So let's read the Gemara here, the Gemara in Beitza, just so we have the background, and then let's try to understand it. So the Gemara here says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Umayim Shechita V'chulei, Rabbi Shua L'taymei. I'm not going to get into all the background, but the Gemara here introduces the position of Rabbi Shua. Damar Simchat Yom Tov Nami Mitzvahi. Right? So, well, you know what? No, we should probably look at this for a second, right? What is the Gemara commenting on? Right, so if you look at the Mishnah on Samach HaMabet, the Gemara there was talking about cutting off a growth on an animal to make it kasher. Whether you can do that on Yom Tov. So Amar Elazar v'laudinu, mayim shechita shimushu melacha docha et ha-shabbat. If shechita is asur, but you're allowed to do it on Shabbat, meaning Erev Pesach, right? You're allowed to shech the carbon Pesach. Elu, taking off these growths, she'en mishum shvut, which is only a rabbinic prohibition, lo yitchved ha-shabbat. Amar le'yushua, Yom Tov yochiach. Yushua says, not necessary, look at Yom Tov. She'etiro bo mishum melacha v'asur bo mishum shvut. That you are allowed to do malacha, but you can't violate all the dirabanans. Okay? So the Gemara here says, Rabbi Shua l'taymei. What is Rabbi Shua holding? The Amar Simchat Yom Tov Nami Mitzvahi. Right? That Simchat Yom Tov is a mitzvah. And therefore what? Right? He's saying the fact that what? That Simchat Yom Tov is a mitzvah, and nevertheless. So again, Rilazar said in the Mishnah, if Shechita, which is normally Asr on Shabbat, right, is permitted on Erev Pesach Shaliyot for Shabbat, yes, the things that are Asr Midrabanan should definitely override Shabbat for the purpose of Shechita. Yeshua disagrees. And he says, how? Rabbi Lazar says, well, right, the halachot of Rishut, such as preparing food on a Yom Tov, sorry, that's the next line of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah there continues and says, so Rabbi Lazar, mazeh yushua marit Rishut l'mitzvah, how can you compare Rishut to a mitzvah? Right, Rabbi Lazar says the fact that you're allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov, right, that doesn't prove anything about the carbon Pesach, without getting to the details of it. So the Gemara says, well, why does Rabbi Yeshua think that you can compare between what's mutter for Simchat Yom Tov and what's mutter for Shechitat HaPesach? So Gemara says, well, that's because they're both mitzvah. Karban Pesach is a mitzvah and Simchat Yom Tov is a mitzvah. But the Gemara says that's only according to Rabbi Yeshua. Titania, the brightest, says Rilazar, Ein lo aladam b'yom tov, elo ocho, o ochel v'shotet, o yoshe v'shonet. Rilazar says, on Yom Tov, a person should either eat and drink, or sit and learn. And Rishua Omer, Chalkei, Rishua says, no, divide it. Chetzio la'achila ushtia, half for eating and drinking, and chetzio le'ben ha'midrash, and half for learning. One second. V'amar Rabbi Yochel, let me just get the drasha. They both derive it from the same verse. Katuv echad omer atzeret l'Hashem l'kecha. Or verses. One verse says that it is a holiday for God. The katuv echad omer atzeret tiet lochem. The other says it's a holiday for you. So which is it? A holiday for you? A holiday for God? So two solutions. Realize ourselves: okul l'Hashem, okul l'chem. Either or. right? Either make Yom Tov for God or make it for you. Yeshua Savar Chalkeyu. Yeshua says divide it. Chetzio Lashem, Vechetzio Lochem. And then after the Gemara said there's this machloket, the Gemara then qualifies it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakom Odim Batzeret. Everyone agrees that in Shavuot, Dimina Nami Lochem, they also need Lochem. My Taima, Yom Shinitna Bo Torah, the day on which we got the Torah. Why do you need Simcha then? I don't know. Yet. Amar Rabba, Hakom Odim B'Shabbat Dimina Lochem. On Shabbat, you also need it. My Taima, the Karatel Shabbat Oneg, because you shall call Shabbat a delight. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hakom Odim B'Purim Dimina Lochem. Everyone agrees that on Purim you need for you. My Taima, you may Mishtav Simcha Ktiv. It is a day of partying. Marbrei Ravina kula shata aviyotiv b'ta anita. And then the Gemara tells the story that Marbrei Ravina would fast the entire year. Levar mimatzarta, besides for Shavuot, upuraya, and Purim, uma'ale yoma de kippure, and erev Yom Kippur. Why? Atzeret, on Shavuot, he wouldn't fast Yom Shinin about Torah. It's the day that the Torah was given. Puraya, he wouldn't fast on Purim. He may be a Shavu Simcha Ketiv, because it's a party. Umale yoma de kippure, and on Erev Yom Kippur, he wouldn't fast. Etani chia barav midifti v'nitem enafshar dechem b'tisha l'chodesh. It says you shall afflict your souls on the 9th. V'chi b'tisha v'mitanen. You fast on the 9th. V'alo v'asiri mitanen. You only fast on the 10th. So el alomer l'cha kol ochel v'shoteh b'tisha abo, to teach you that anyone who eats on the 9th ma'aleh la v'kativ ki'ilu mitanet shi v'asiri. It's as if you fasted 9 and 10. And then it, one more story, Rabbi Yosef, V'yamadat Sarta, on Shavuot, Rabbi Yosef said, Amar Avdi Le'igla Tilta, make me this very fancy calf. And Amar, why am I partying so much on Shavuot? Elohayoma de Kagarim Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuke. If it weren't for today, meaning the day of the Torah, I would just be like anybody else, right? Look how many other Yosefs there are. I'm only special, and I'm Rav Yosef, because of Shavuot, so party to show my appreciation for Torah.
Surely there are other Greek scholars than Joseph as well.
Okay. So before we analyze it, I want to read one more Gemara with you, and that's the way this appears in Beitza, because there the story is, yes, interesting. That's a good word. Tan Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eliezer, Yosef Darish Kol Yom Kulo be'Hilchat Yom Tov. Eliezer was giving an all-day shir on Yom Tov. Wonderful. Who wants to be giving the all-day shir? Kobe, you want to give all-day shir? Okay, who wants to be give all-day shir so you can insult people as they leave? Okay, good. Binyamin wants to give an all-day shir and insult people. What? Oh, I want to. I mean, maybe. Fine, so you want me to be the one who insults people to leave? I can do that. I can handle it. Yatzidakat Rishona. The first group of people left the shir. Avi, you want to leave? Just you standing? We want to just walk out for a second? There we go. Omar Halalu Bale Batsin. Ugh, right? These people, you just have big things of wine waiting for you. Right, Avi? That's why you're leaving. Yeah, you come back. Kachnia, who left? Mordechai. Okay, Mordechai's leaving. Oi, Omar, halalu bali chavio. You're leaving, and the reason you're leaving later than obvious is because you have less wine to drink. Otherwise, you would have left earlier. Kachlishit, the third group left. Omar, halalu bali kadim. He said, these people, they're also drunkards. It's just they have even less wine. They have pitchers. Kad revi'it. Omar, halalu bali laginin. You're leaving later only because you have even less wine. You're all drunkards. You just... The earlier you leave, it's just because you happen to have more wine, but you're all horrible people. Kat chamishit, the fifth group. Amar hale balet, alalu balet koso. The fifth group left, and he said, these are the people who only have cups of wine to drink. Hitchilu kat shishit latseit, the sixth group began to leave. Amar halalu balet meira. These people are cursed. Natanid of a Talmidim. So he looked at the Talmidim who were still in shir. And they started to pale because they thought that he was yelling at them for staying. Right? My children, I'm not angry at you for staying. I'm angry at them for leaving. Because they are giving up on the world to come for this world. When he finally finished shir, Amar lehem, lichu achlo mashmanim shtu mamtake mishulchu manot lehin nachon lo, ki kadosh hayom la'adonenu v'al te'adzu ki chedvad Hashem imauzchem. Go, eat good foods, drink good drinks, send presents to those who don't have, because today is a holy day for God. Do not be sad, for the joy of God is your strength. So now the Gemara says, okay, weird story, but why is he yelling at people for leaving and going having their Yom Tov meal? What do you mean they're leaving this world? They're leaving the world to come for this world. They're going to eat on Yom Tov. Isn't that a mitzvah? So Gemara says, not according to Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer, rather, Omer Simchat Yom Tov Rashut. He says Simchat Yom Tov is optional. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo ladam Yom Tov, ela ochel v'shoteh, o yoshev v'shonen Yom Tov. You can either eat and drink, or sit and learn. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkeil, Chetzil Hashem v'chetzil Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua says half and half. When Omer Rabbi Yochanan, as we saw, Shnei Mekracha Darshu, Kadu Vechon Or Tzer Lashem Lokecha, V'kadu Vechon Omer Tzer Tiel Lachem, Okei Tzer V'lazer Sover Okul Lashem, Okul Lachem, Rishua Sover Chalkeil, Chetzio Lashem, V'chetzio Lachem. That's the Gemara. Got it? Good. Okay. Now that we've read the Gemara, I would like to analyze this Gemara with you. Okay? Let's try to analyze what's going on in the Gemara. So someone want to tell me, what is going on? What? Thank you, Avi. You got my question. What is going on? Right, wonderful. Yes? So good. What is going on?
Both of them hold that Simchat Yom Tov is defined by...
Well, okay, so let me ask you. Okay. How, broadly speaking, how would you understand the Machloket of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? There are two, broadly speaking, ways you could think about it.
Whether you need to be,
That's one way of understanding my Machloket.
No,
the other way.
I say that either, they say that whether you put it in half or whether it's one or the other, as in like, as in the
okay, so let me put it differently, right?
One thing or the thing is two things.
Okay, but so, yeah, I mean, that is what they just said, but what, so. Let me ask you, when it comes to the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov, how can you understand their machloket?
Whether it's a necessary component or just something to be doing with it.
Right, that's one way, or?
Can you learn instead of eating, maybe?
Meaning? Okay, or let me put it more broadly, and we'll come back to yours, but I think what you're getting at is a broader point, which is, there's two ways to understand their machloket. Are they arguing whether or not you need Simchat Yom Tov, or how you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? Right? Meaning, what is their machloket about? Is it that fundamentally they both agree what Simchat Yom Tov is, but they argue whether or not one needs to do that, or they disagree about what Simchat Yom Tov looks like? But Tosfot. Someone want to, in the Gemara, give...
Either argue about
whether you need Simchat Yom Tov,
or that you need it, but what it actually entails.
Correct. Right? Well, hold what that means, but meaning whether Simchat Yom Tov is a mitzvah, whatever that means, or they agree that Simchat Yom Tov is in some sense a mitzvah, and the question is, how do you fulfill the mitzvah? Now, you have, well, give me evidence, right? I'm throwing this out as theoretical. Give me evidence. Why would you say, possibility one, why would you say that their machloket is about whether there is such a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? Maybe not. Hold that thought for a second. Someone give me the simplest reason. Why would you take the broader view, right? Here.
Why would you say...
Why would you say that their machloket is about whether or not there's a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? What would lead you in this Gemara to believe that they're arguing about whether or not there's a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? Yeah, the Gemara in Psachim, the simple language of the Gemara in Psachim is that Rabbi Yeshua can compare Korban Pesach to Simchat Yom Tov because he thinks they're both a mitzvah, which implies that according to him it's a mitzvah, and by negation, according to Elazar, it's not, right? Right, so the language in our Gemara definitely pushes in the direction that they're arguing about whether or not it is a mitzvah, right? What's the problem? What's the problem? Right? Meaning, whether or not it's a mitzvah. So then what is Simchat Yom Tov? No. According to this Svara, what is it? Eating. Right? It's eating. The machlok is whether you need to eat. Right?
So these. Why
did
you say that it's the first one?
I want to analyze the position. According to Eitan, right, the simple language of our Gemara is that Rabbi Yeshua holds Simchat Yom Tov mitzvah. That's why he compares between Simchat Yom Tov and Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with him in terms of the halacha of what can be done for the Korban Pesach, does not have the comparison of Simchat Yom Tov because he thinks Simchat Yom Tov is not a mitzvah. It's reshut. Fine, it's reshut. Whatever reshut means, but it's not mitzvah, right? The language definitely pushes in the direction. Now, if that's the case, so then the simple shot is that Simchat Yom Tov entails eating, right? Eating. Now, we have to go back to our sugya last time, right? Eating. Is it eating? Is it eating specific foods? Is it eating whatever you like? Is it doing actions that make you happy? So maybe you could tweak it and say Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's about you. And Realizer holds it's not necessarily about you. Simchat Yom Tov is about you being happy. And Realizer thinks it's about not you being happy. It's about something else. Wow. Right? Going back to the whole Sugya and Kuftet.
Wow.
Maybe
that's weird to say that. You say that fits into the Mishnah, but more of a reason that's about
focus already. No. Yes, but he doesn't think you have to do it. Uh-huh. Oh, Kulo, you have a choice. Okay. Right, so the problem is that according to this, you got to figure out, okay, so what we mean is that Realizer thinks that it's not obligatory, but what does it mean, reshut? So what might reshut mean? So reshut can either mean, like it's, yeah, I mean, reshut could mean totally neutral, meaning you can choose to celebrate through God or through you, and they're equal. Reshut, Masha Balacha. You have to choose to do one, but whatever you want, right? Right? What else might reshut mean?
It's something to enhance.
No, come on. Like, what does it mean when we say Arvit Reshut? What does Tosfot say? Right. So Tosfot says that Arvit Reshut means not that it's Reshut. It's just not a mitzvah in the way Shachar and Mincha is. Right? But Reshut can sometimes mean not necessarily neutral, but not obligatory. Meaning not that there isn't a preference. It's just that the preference is not mandatory. Right? But still, we're in model one, which is that the Machloket Elazar Yeshua is there a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov as expressed by enjoying yourself? Wow. Rabbi Elazar says no, whatever that means. Rabbi Yeshua says yes. What is the problem with this read? Yes, it fits with the language. What is the problem? Why doesn't it fit as well in Beitza? Explain yourself.
If we're saying that, like, the focus is based on is it or mitzvah or not, it's not really going exactly like who the focus is. I don't know.
Come on, guys, tell me, why would you not take this read? Why would you not say that the machlokes in Elazar and Yeshua is there or is there not a mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov? Right, that is the simple read of the Gemara in Psachim. But what would push against this? And the real Ezra story, there's a few parts of that story that indicate that Machlokin is not as simple as one is He told them to go and eat. What's the problem with telling them to go eat? So first of all, very good. So first of all, what do you mean? They were already learning, right? So why don't they continue learning, right? Why tell them to daf to go eat? If it's Rishud, and they're clearly the ones on the learning side, then, right? Or even worse, and even worse, what's the problem with telling them to go eat?
You tell them to have like good food.
No, but there's a bigger problem. What's the problem with telling them to go eat? What? I mean, they already started learning. If you take Rulazar literally, yeah, I don't understand. What is this? What are you talking about? Right? Yeah, what are you talking about? You just spent half the day learning. So if you follow Rabbi Eliezer, you spent half the day learning. So now what should you do? Learn. Because O Kulul Hashem, O Kulul Hashem. You spent half the day learning. So now what should you definitely not do?
Eat.
What else is the problem with the Rabbi Eliezer story? If saying that it's a machloket, really, is there a mitzvah at all? Remember, I yelled at Avi when he left. Why am I yelling at Avi? Avi's telling, I don't understand. What do you mean? I'm just not staying for sheer because I want to spend all day eating. Oh, kulul Hashem, kulul Lachem. I choose Lachem. What are you bothering me for? Right? He says, I don't. Why not? If you take Okul. Where do you get that from? Okulo, okulo, mapitam. Where did you get that from?
Right.
Okulo, okulo.
Any time learning at all, then therefore.
Oh, very good. So now we have to ask. So the first major question I'm going to ask you is, are they arguing about whether there's a mitzvah simcha yom tov or how to fulfill mitzvah simcha yom tov? Right. Now that connects to the next question. That connects to the next question, which is, what does he mean? Okulo Hashem, okulo Lachem. Right. Does he mean, and what does it mean, Rishut? So, we already said, Rishut might mean totally two equal options. It might mean, no, there's still one option which is better, but, right, meaning it's not as enforceable as a straight chov, right? But another problem here is, well, how exactly does he mean, how absolutely does he mean, O kulo Lashem, O kulo Lachem? What does that mean? Does that mean, because a simple shot is, kulo, kulo. So either, if I learn a single halacha, I come to shul, and David reads a single halacha of Rambam, my day is now decided. Right? What do you mean? I just learned.
What do you have a bite of food first, though?
Right? Oh, Rachman al-Islam. Right? Exactly, right? Do you take him literally and say, aha, I heard a single halacha. That's it. Kulo, it's not kulo lachem anymore. I learned a single halacha. That was from God. Now I have to learn all day. Or, on the opposite, what if you run out before you're here, David, because you're starving, and you take a single bite of cereal? You'll say, you make kiddush and have a single bite of cereal, whatever. Right? You'll say, aha! You just had a single bite of food. That's it. You're not allowed to learn. I'm kicking you out of here all day. Is that what Rabbi Eliezer means? Right? Now, the problem is that we have to understand Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as contrasts to each other. Because let's say we don't think that's what Rabbi Eliezer means. Right? That he doesn't literally mean 100% and zero. Well, then what's the problem? Well, exactly. Then neither of them are 100%. So then you got to figure out, so what's the difference between him who says that you don't do 100% and Rabbi Yeshua? Does that mean Rabbi Yeshua means, like, what? Is it the balance that's different? Does he say it's 95-5 and Rabbi Yeshua says it's 50-50? Does he say it's 95-5 and Rabbi Yeshua says anywhere between 70-30 and 30-70? Does, right? Maybe 60-40? Do I have to measure to the second? Oh. Right? Is that what he means? Right? And then you got to figure out, and when exactly is this? Is it like divide my day in half? Right? Is I have to like take the 12 hours and calculate it? Is it the first half of the day? Is it total over the day? What? Oh, that's right. According to Yeshua, it's exactly 50-50. Does anything more, it'll be rove. And then it'll be like 100%. Oh, you'll be bought to hell. And therefore your Talmud Torah won't count. Right? Or your food won't count. Right? If I learn 51% of the day, I don't get any calories because the food is bought to hell halachically. Right? I mean, like, what exactly do we think is going on here? Yes.
Stop.
Now, I will also ask, right, what is the... Now, you're going to have to, in order to figure out what these mean, you're also going to have to explain them in light of the exceptions. Right? You have to explain them in light of the exceptions. Okay. Now, what you're also going to have to figure out, guys, in order to figure out what else you need to do, you also need to compare the classic case, quote-unquote, of Simchat Yom Tov to what? To, I mean, all the cases in the Gemara, which the Gemara says are exceptions, right? Now, what's the problem? So that if you read the second half of the Gemara and I ask you, what does O Kulo Lashem O Kulo Lachem mean? So does it mean 100% zero, or does it mean like majority, right? It's a question of balance, right? What's the problem with saying that it's balance? No, with the rest of the Gemara, what's the problem? The Gemara says that on Shabbat, everyone agrees, D'bina Nami Lachem. On Atzeret, on Shavuot, everyone agrees, D'bina Nami Lachem. So what does that mean? No, so what does that mean? Like on Shabbat, what? On Shabbat, Rabbi Eliezer holds what? That you need what? To eat. How much you have to eat? Well, no, you don't do kulo because you have b'ina nami lachem. I also need for you, which means that you clearly need lachem and lachem. But that's different. One second, but that's different than what Yom Tov, right? The Gemara contrasts it. Rilazar doesn't hold this on Yom Tov, but he does hold it on Shabbat that you need Simchat Yom Tov, right? O kulo lachem, o kulo lachem. Either all for you or all for God. And on Shabbat and on Shavuot, everyone agrees that you need. And Purim, you also need lachem. How much lachem? How much lachem? How much lachem? So what does that imply? No, what does that imply about Yom Tov? If on Shabbat you say you also need lachem, then that means then on Yom Tov, if you say lachem, it means zero lachem, because on Shabbat you need a little bit of lachem. What's the problem? The Gemara says, even Rilazar agrees that on Shabbat you need to eat because of Oneg, which implies that if you think Oneg means eat a little bit, and that's contrasted to Yom Tov, so that means on Shabbat he needs mostly Lashem with a little Lachem, and that's different from Yom Tov because zero? Right? What's the problem with saying that? So you could say that. What's the problem? No, he doesn't. Except what's the problem? The people, we already said, in Beitza, what does he do? He tells the people who learned to go eat, which means that on Yom Tov, does he think it's 100-0?
No.
No. So wait, I don't understand. On Yom Tov, he doesn't seem to think it's 100-0, but on Yom Tov, everyone agrees it's not 100-0. Didn't we just say that? Okay, but that's not what's going on in Beitza. In Beitza, it's Yom Tov, and there he tells people who are learning to go eat, which implies that on Yom Tov, does he mean 100-0? No. So then what is the Gemara adding when it says that everyone agrees on Shabbat that you also need Lachem? Didn't we just say you need Lachem?
No, we
mean
that reviewing...
And why don't we start talking
about
two different
Lachem? Oh, so maybe that means that on Shabbat you need Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem. Ah, so you're telling me... that according to Rabbi Eliezer, on Shabbat, you need, that it's not just saying, bina nami lachem. What he means is that you need chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem. Right? The difference is that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that on Shabbat and Purim, you need chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem. You need kulo, and kulo doesn't mean kulo. Kulo means 90-10 or 95-5. Right? So that's one solution. Right? It could be, right? That could be a solution.
Wait.
Which of course requires us to ask what is kulo or chatzi.
Of course he means that, by default, of course I think in the end, kulo wouldn't ever mean 100%.
Why not?
Because you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov.
How do you know? Maybe that's on Gordon Rishua. How do you know you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov? How do you know?
I don't know.
How do you know?
You can't fast on.
Why not?
Shabbos.
Yes, you can. Oh, so now you're asking the kashas. You're saying, wait a second, what is it? What is it? So now you're asking me, what does Rabbi Elazar mean? Does it mean fast? Does it mean fast? But wait a second, what about isn't the Rama fasting? What about kids? Oh, so Kobe says maybe kulo doesn't mean kulo. Kulo means the bare minimum, as opposed to not the bare minimum. Maybe. Okay.
Well, I think you do both all day. Like, you could eat while learning, and we're demonstrating here.
No, you can't.
Why not? Seriously. Why can't you just eat both?
No. Exactly. Yeah, no, that's not how things work. And you can't have a real Suda like that. You can't have a Suda. We're not talking about what? No, you can't. If you think you can really learn while you're having a Suda, you're not learning properly there. Yeah, that's so people can ignore the meeting. Come on. Yes. Zichemesim. Yeah, okay. Okay, so guys, right, you understand the problem here, right? Is that you look at the Gemara, on the one hand, there are certain indications that the machloket is literally, is there a mitzvah simchat yom tov, right? Now, there's another problem. Let's say I formulate it that way. What's another problem? Besides all the textual problems, there's a bigger problem. So the Gemara said, what's Rabbi Elazar's source? That, O kulu lachem, O kulu lachem. Atzeret lachem lokecha, atzeret de lachem, right? What pasuk does it not quote? The samachla bechagecha. What is? What exactly does he do with that pasuk?
Nothing.
Right, nothing? Rabbi Elazar ignores the pasuk that actually talks about? Right, I mean, this is the problem. The Gemara says, oh, there's a machloket, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar. But if you think the machloket is about whether or not there's a mitzvah of simchat yom tov, the Gemara shouldn't try to explain how do you deal with the drusha of Atzeret Lashem Lekecha versus Atzeret Yelachem. What drasha should it deal with? The pasuk, V'samach Lechagecha. Yeshua can come and say, you know how I know there's a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? The Torah says. And what do you do with that pasuk? And the Gemara, how many times does it raise this problem? Never. It never bothers asking this question. Right? It focuses on the drasha of Atzeret Yelachem, Atzeret Lashem Lekecha, and never addresses the question of V'samach Lechagecha. Right, so now if we go back, so what do we need to deal with? We need to figure out, A, are they arguing about whether there is a mitzvah simchat yom tov? If they are, right, then you've got to figure out, then why does the Gemara not explain the samach lebechagecha? Why is it that we find that Rabbi Elazar doesn't seem to be consistent? Right, because he in fact tells people who are learning to go and eat, right? Or are they arguing about how you fulfill the mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov, right? But if that's the case, why is it more presented as a mitzvah, as a machloket, whether or not you're Mekayim Simchat Yom Tov, right? And what does this mean, Rashut? And what does it mean, Chatzi Chatzi, right? Chatzi Lashon Chatzi Lachem. Are they arguing literally 50-50 versus not 50-50? Are they arguing about balance? Are they arguing about, and does Rashut really mean Rashut? Or does Rashut mean not as obligatory as other things which are obligatory? Right? These are the problems we need to deal with. And now before we can solve it, I need to just make your lives just slightly more complicated.
Always.
So if you look at number three, look at the Yerushalmi's version of this. Rabbi Chagai, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, lo nitnu Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, elo la'achila u'shtiya. Shabbat and Yom Tov were only given for eating and drinking. Al yidei shapeza masriach, etir lo lasok behen bidivrei Torah. Yerushalmi, number three.
Okay.
Right. So what does that mean? Ayidei shapeze masriach etir lo lasok behen bidivrei Torah. It's thinking, right? Yeah. So you let them learn Torah. Rebracha v'shem rebchia barba lo ninu shabbatav yom etovim elo lasok behen bidivrei Torah. No. Shabbat yom etovim is only for learning. So Gemara says, matzida masiyah ledein uvein ledein. I have a mishnah support both. Ketzer u'oseh. Oh, Yoshev Ochel, oh, Yoshev Osek B'Devei Torah. Either sit and learn or sit and eat. Kadav Ochel Omer Shabbat U'Lashem. Kadav Ochel Omer Seret Lashem Lokecha, which is weird enough that one pasuk says it's Shabbat for God and one says it's Otzeret. One's by Yom Tov. We're now mixing and matching Shabbat and Yom Tov as opposed to Argamara, right? Argamara assumed that whatever is true of Yom Tov is not the same for Shabbat. right? We also have to explain why Shabbat would be different. And now the Yerushalmi says what's true of Yom Tov is true of Shabbat. That if you hold Chatzi Lashem Chatzi Lachem on Yom Tov, you hold it on Shabbat. And if you hold Okul Lashem Okul Lachem, you hold it on Shabbat. HaKetzah Tein Chelek L'Tamot Torah V'Chelek L'Chol V'Lishtot. Now, this is the formulation of Rabbi Yeshua in the Yerushalmi. Does it say Chatzi Lashem Chatzi Lachem? No. What does it say? Chelek, give a piece for learning and a piece for Talmud Torah. What does that imply, Rabbi Yeshua, in the Yerushalmi? Does he think 50-50? No, it's not 50-50. It's a little bit and a little bit. But if it's a little bit and a little bit, then by implication, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? It's all or nothing. Right? Well, if Rabbi Yeshua is not presented 50-50, it's give a little bit and a little bit, and Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, then it can't mean a little bit and a little bit. Because then you'd say, yes, the machloket is a little bit and a little bit, or a different little bit and a little bit. That is a very, very neat machloket there. Right? Very profound. Amar Rabbi Abba, Shabbat Lashem, Shvot Kashem. Right? And if you it weren't clear to you, look at the formulation of this position here. Rabbi Abba says, why would you say it's Kulo Lashem? What's his drasha? Shabbat Lahashem. It's Shabbat for God. Shvot Kashem. Rest like God. What does that mean? On Shabbat, God stopped talking. Don't speak. Yeah, you think it's about weekday things. No, probably not. Yeah, not clearly. Yeah, it might.
What?
Right? It might. I mean, it might mean don't talk about non-Shabbos things. It might also mean don't talk. Right? That depends on how you read the continuation. Okay, right? So you understand the problems? You understand the conceptual issues we need to deal with? Right? Right, so again, one, are they arguing about whether or not there's a mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov or what the nature of the mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov is? Right? Then we need to go figure out, okay, and are they really arguing 100-0? Versus, right, versus not 100-0, or is it 50-50 versus not 50-50, right? And how will you expect, and how do you understand the word reshut, right? Does reshut really mean reshut? Like, there's no difference whether Avi wants to spend the whole day learning or eating. He's like, I'm going to be machmir. Avi's like, I run, I daven vas, I get up early, I daven vas seekin, sure. I daven as fast as I possibly can, and run bizrizud to get food, and then I don't move. From that meal, the whole day, I on one side of my mouth, I have a sucking candy while I'm eating everything else, just that there's not a second of the day where I'm not eating them. There's no break. I mean, I'm machmir like mahadrin mina mahadrin. It's like what? Oh, so maybe not an IV, but maybe I have a tube of wine or go walk up my golf the whole time, just, you know, feeding wine. I have a knapsack of wine, right? No, then you're waiting between the forks, you know, maybe it's, you have a knapsack with wine and, you know, it just slowly drips into your mouth while you're eating meat on the other side of your mouth, right? I mean, oh, it's machen, it's so from. Right? I mean, is that what this means? I mean, is that really what you think this sugya means?
Yes.
Avi's like, yep, I have my new chumrah. Yes. My new chumrah! I basket like Rabbi Eliezer! The Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin! Yep. Okay. Good. So let's try to figure this out, okay? So let's start today. Let's try to get through Rabbi Eliezer's position. Okay? Got it? If we can. So look at Tosfot number 4. O ochel v'shota o yoshev v'shoneh. So Tosfot deals with the question of either or. So what's the problem? Either or. So why does he tell his Talmidim to eat? Rabbi Ava gav de le'el kamar l'talmidim echlu mashman emushtum mamtakim. Mishum de siyem hadrasho. He said, why is he telling them to eat? Because shear's over. Dabashara yamim namihe ochle machra drasha. And on other days they all also eat. And nevertheless he said, eat good food. Mishum simchat yom tov. So Tosfot answers both questions at once. So tell me, according to Tosfot, does... Really, I need it. Thank you, Kobe. What is... Yeah, I would like a marker.
Yeah, there are two marker holders on the other one.
There was a marker holder here once.
What?
There was a marker.
Once upon a time.
Once upon
yes, palm high up. Continue. I'll clock while I'm doing this.
Okay. Who wants to do it? You want to do this?
Do I want to?
Yeah.
If you'd like me to.
You want to do it? That's with hand sanitizer. We'll get it off. Okay. So, great. Okay, fine. So remember, we have two overarching questions that we need to deal with, right? What are they? Guys, what are they? One is, are they arguing about the existence of Simchat Yom Tov or how to fulfill it? And two is, are they really arguing 100-0?
Or
right? Versus 50-50? Or does neither of them quite mean what we just said? Okay? Tosfot weighs in on both questions. Right? So Tosfot says, what is Tosfot's Hava Amina? Tosfot's Hava Amina is, right? Tosfot says, why, how could he ask them to eat? Oh, come on. Oh, no.
It's a lot more like, this is just like smears everywhere.
No, do whatever you want. Right? So Tosfot deals with both questions. One, does he think that they're arguing about... So Tosfot's... Sorry, what's Tosfot's Havamina? His Havamina is, why is he telling his Talmidim to eat? So what's his Havamina? He shouldn't tell them to eat. Why?
You have to learn.
No, what's his Hava Amina?
His Hava Amina is that you should learn all day.
That's right. Is that if you're... that he his Hava Amina was that, Okul Lashem, Okul Lachem means literally... 100-0. And therefore, if they are eating, then what?
They should have been eating.
They should continue. Sorry. If they're learning, they should continue learning and not eat it. Right? Therefore, what was his Hava Amina? That it's 100-0. And as we'll see from the end, the implication, what was his Hava Amina also? That does Rabbi Elazar believe in a mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov?
No.
What's his Maskana?
He does.
Okay, so they're not arguing about whether there's a mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov. They're arguing about what the mitzvah is. And now, what does he say? What's the machloket? So why, Kobe, does he tell them to eat? Right, what did Tosfot say? Havishar yamim, nami hayocham. Other days they were eating. So what's his svara? So what? He tells them to eat because... What does he mean? He tells them to eat like they do on other days.
No, that's not the
smart.
That's just
an
observation.
Yeah. So what is he saying?
He's saying that
one doesn't impede on the other.
Saying that there is a mitzvah symposium. Yeah, but what is the mitzvah symposium? The mitzvah is to eat good food, not just eat food.
Very good. Meaning, what is he saying? He says, what is o kulo l'shem? But what does kulo for him mean?
Kulo means that your entire mindset.
No.
You should finish learning. It's kulo.
No. Come on. What does kulo l'shem kulo l'chem mean for Tosfot? Don't eat more time wise than you do during a regular week. Meaning,
so if you've done kulo while you're eating,
kulo, right? According to him, what does he think? According to Rabbi Eliezer, what does kulo mean? Don't use Yom Tov as an excuse to learn less and eat more.
Oh, I don't like
right?
That.
That's all it means. And therefore, kulo doesn't mean kulo. What does kulo mean? As
all the learning that you normally do.
Don't diminish the learning in favor of eating a bigger meal. So then what does Simchat Yom Tov mean according to him?
When you eat
at your normal time. So what would you eat better food.
Yeah,
right? So according to Lazar, what does Kulo Lashem Kulo Lachem mean? It means that on Yom Tov, instead of saying, guys, you get the afternoon off, right? Yom Tov should look like whatever morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder you have on Yom Tov. You have the same break that you have. You have, but what?
Better.
But the food that you get, it's like Rosh Chodesh, right? Shmuel David orders pizza on Rosh Chodesh. So the schedule stays the same, right? You learn the same morning Seder, you learn the same afternoon Seder, you learn the same night Seder, but you get pizza or not and pizza, so order shawarma, whatever. What? No, I'm imagining Rabbi Elazar's Yom Tov.
Oh,
my God, it's like you're not, I'm in a theoretical, right? According to Tosfos, so according to Tosfos, you see two things. One is, does he think the machloket is whether there's Simchat Yom Tov? No, of course not. Why not? Why does he not think that argument whether or not there's some
because of the story he tells them at the end.
And also because there's a pasuk which says
right? And if there's a
mitzvah,
wait, what if it's
right? If the pasuk says you have to be happy, how can you say there's no value to being happy?
Why can't?
And what's his answer? Of course there is. Okay, just stop. Just stop. Leave it. Just leave it. Listen to me.
Why can't learning be
right? You're being very from, and we'll get there, right? But according to Tosfot, right? So again, both points are very come clear according to Tosfot. Does he think they're arguing about whether there's some Yom Tov?
No.
How do I know? He says there's obviously there is, right? What does he think? Then it's a question of how. And what does he think the words Kulo Lashem and Kulo Lachem mean? If they don't mean 100-0, what do they mean?
Normal.
Yes, they mean don't learn less and eat more than you would.
Whereas by contrast, Rabbi Yeshua would say learn less.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
That's a good
right? Isn't that the implication of Tosfot?
That's a good
right? That according to Rabbi Elazar, O Kulu Lashem, O Kulu Lachem means either keep your normal schedule and don't learn any less than you would on a normal day, but that's only what Kulu Lashem means. What would Kulu Lachem mean according to him?
Normally, your Hatsi
would be presumably learn significantly less. Right?
The more power is my God.
Right? 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 No? Isn't that what it implies from Tosfot? That the Kulo Lashem option is keep your normal schedules and have better quality food, but don't learn any less than you would a normal day. Not necessarily all day, but no less than you would a normal day. Right? But then what would Kulo Lachem mean? One second. Yeah, copy. What would Kulo Lachem mean according to Tosfot? Presumably would be to learn significantly less, right?
Dedicated to yourself. But if you're not fully committed one way or another, are you spelling better food on Kula?
Now Morty gives a svara. What's the logic? Good. So Morty and Kobe have a svara. Is what is this formulation you speak of, right? Why would you say that Kulo doesn't mean entirely? It just means don't, right? Either don't deviate from your schedule or just make your food a better quality. But don't change, right? That's what Kulo Lashem means. And Kulo Lachem, therefore, would mean what? Maybe you could learn for a second, right? But, like, fundamentally, party, right? Why? So what's your svara? Why would you come up with a model like that?
Because
otherwise you don't really enjoy either, right? You have to be fully in it, right? You have to be fully in it. It doesn't mean 100%. It means whatever you're doing, do it on a soap. Now, it's not like when you're at a meal, right? You don't actually enjoy the meal if you're
thinking about the word, God, I got to learn. Okay.
Right, and you don't really enjoy the meal if you're also like, you're eating 100% of the time, like, right? Like, no one thinks that's what it is, right? Like, you're allowed to say Dvar Torah at the meal, right? But whatever you do, you got to do it. Right, so Tosfot seems to weigh in on both questions. Right, one is, does Rabbi Elazar agree that the mitzvah exists of Simchat Yom Tov? Yes. What does kulo mean for him? Does it mean 100%? No. Kulo means don't minimize learning from what you normally would. It's just increase the quality of what you're eating. That's how you fulfill Simchat Yom Tov. Tosfot only therefore explains kulo lashem. Kulo lachem, according to him,
to contrast it, it's just that you should exemplify eating.
Exemplify eating. Now, there's still a question that you'd have to ask is, according to Tosfot's model, does Rabbi Eliezer seem to think that these are actually two equal options? The simple shot of the Gemara would be, no, but we don't know.
Possibly. He has a skewed view because he's only talking to the people that are reading.
Exactly. Right? So if you want to take an extreme view, is you would say no. He really does think it's totally optional to spend all day eating, but the problem is he's talking to people who already spent part of their morning in Morning Seder. Right? Those people you already haven't defined today as a party. Right? You came to Shir. I mean, Shir is wonderful. It's not a party. Right? Maybe some people's Shir is a party. I don't think my Shir is a party. Right? I don't pretend. Right? I'm having fun too, but I wouldn't say it's a party. I don't enjoy parties. I avoid parties like the plague, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm doing great work.
Right. I don't do parties. Right. Like parties. Okay. Now, look at the Meiri. No, look at number 5. Katav echad omer etzer l'Hashem. V'katav echad omer etzer etzer l'Hashem. Ha'ketzad chetzel l'Hashem chetzel l'Hashem. Milamed sheyom tov asr betainit. Huh? What? What does he say? What does he think? No, he does not. What does he think chetzel l'Hashem chetzel l'Hashem means? Don't fast. That's it.
But that, how does that?
That's it. 50-50 does not mean 50-50 for him. What does it mean?
Just don't start.
Don't fast. And therefore, what does Rabbi Eliezer think?
You can fast.
Yes. Right? And he says, V'chein matzino har b'mekom b'talmud, el shadar m'vuval v'yad m'farshim b'nei shamatzu l'k'tzad chachamim shayim etanein af b'yam m'tovim. But this is confused because you found certain people who what? Did fast. How does he understand the Gemara in Psachim Samachet? When the Gemara says that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you had to eat on Shabbat, and eat on Atzeret, and eat on Purim, what does that mean? On Pesach and Sukkot, they would fast. If you did Kulol Lashem, you would. That's at night.
Right.
Oh, we haven't gone to the night day point yet.
What about like a Ramadan situation?
Right? Oh, okay. So we haven't dealt with the night day section. Hold the night day. Let's assume for the moment we're talking about the day.
The rest of the year also?
Yes!
Yes! They never ate?
Yes! Or maybe they never ate during the day. I don't know. Ramadan for the whole year. Right? Yes. So what does Meiri quote? The Meiri's first day out. What does he think the machloket of O Kulo Lashem O Kulo Lachem means versus Chatzi Lashem Chatzi Lachem? Is it about whether there's Simchat Yom Tov?
No.
Probably. No. Right? Because what's his option? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can get away with not eating anything. Fasting. Except for Shavuot and Shabbat, where you have to do what? Eat a little bit. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, what is Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachamin? Make sure not to fast. So, Lamaisa, according to him, what does it look like? According to Eliezer, you have an option of either what? Fasting or eating all day. And according to Yeshua, what's your option? Learn 99% of the day and have a bite to eat and zero.
Rabbi, quick question.
Right? Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem means don't fast. That's all it means.
Rabbi, this is insane.
Yes.
So that he quotes this. It's not his own position. He quotes this.
Okay.
And then he says... ועוד כאשר להם אבו בשל לוחם מכל מוקם ישוע לאסר בתיינו בכל יום תביא לאסר מי ההיח מטר ולו עצמו אמר יום תביא של סוכות ארבע עשרה סודות חייב אדם לכל בסוד he says wait a second there's a problem how could it be that Rabbi Eliezer what's his kasha his kasha is not Mordechai's kasha which is that's crazy
but Rabbi Eliezer did tell him to go eat
no that's not even his problem
what?
His problem is I on Sukkot Rabbi Eliezer says you have 14 meals in the sukkah Haraya, you ate on Sukkot. And Sukkot is not Pesach.
That's
right? And it's not Shavuot. Sorry, it's not Shavuot. Were you agree? So, aha, I caught you, Rabbi Eliezer. You are telling people to eat and not fast. And he says, furthermore, everywhere in Shas, what does it say? We weren't gozer X, Y, and Z, because then you might not fulfill Simchat Yom Tov. So you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer will disagree on every single point, right? He says, but what is, by implication, what is the,
logistics.
By implication, what does the Meiri seem to think? That the shita he's quoting holds what? That Rabbi Eliezer literally holds, there is no
eating.
Simchat Yom Tov. Right? No, at this point he thinks that there's no Simchat Yom Tov. That's the machloket. Does Simchat Yom Tov exist or not? How does that express itself? Are you allowed to fast or do you have to eat something? And Rabbi Eliezer holds you don't have to eat except for Shavuot, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Otherwise, and Shabbat. Otherwise, you don't want to eat the rest of the year? Gesundheit. Right?
That's not my
style. Right? But one second. So then he says, so what does he say? Oh, you have to fast for 25 hours, right? Rather than 12, right? And now he says, the Meiri says, what's the Meiri's kasha on this Svara? It's crazy. right? Because it goes against the Gemara, which implies that, you know, this thing called Simchat Yom Tov exists. And by the way, Rabbi Eliezer does hold you have to eat on Sukkot, right? So he says, Yesh l'tarza, b'she'en yoshev v'shona. So you thought it was crazy? He says, no! Yeah. It's only important. He said you only eat 14 meals on Sukkot if you don't want to learn all day. Because then you're choosing Simchat Yom Tov.
Oh, no.
Right? Hakol she yoshev v'shona.
No learning.
So now you'll tell me, so wait a second. So until now I've assumed that according to the Meiri, they're arguing whether or not there's Simchat Yom Tov. Is that 100% right? Or did I lie to you? No, I lied to you. Right? What does he actually hold? What Moshe said is a joke. No, he is arguing about Simchat. What is he arguing about? Is it Simchas HaToyre? Right? The Simcha of learning or the Simcha of food? And what does Kula L'Hashem mean? Everyone agrees there's Simcha Yom Tov. What's the argument? Is there any food component at all? So he thinks that Kula L'Hashem means literally, you fast.
Right.
Does that mean there's no Simcha Yom Tov? He says no. If you choose to eat, then what? Then your Simcha is food, and then you're going to have 14 meals on Sukkot. But if you choose to learn all day, look what he says. Look what he says. That's only a kol shiyoshev v'shona. If you learn all day, kvar hu sameach bigdola himena. You're being happy with something bigger than eating. The avze efsher sheyale gamkin l'suda l'sukkah. And then he says, how is that 14 sudot? It counts. I'm reading these words. Efsher sheyale gamkin l'suda l'sukkah. Maybe that counts for the sudot of the sukkah. The learning that you do, what it means 14 meals is 14 groisa shiurim, right? You learn a great shir kloli. Oh, 14 shir klolis, that's what it means. I didn't make it up. He said that. Right? He says, oh. Right? He says, oh, he says. Right? Right? So then he says, Oshema Sukkah Shaini, Vilom Yishum Simcha, or maybe you'll say you eat, but it has no din simcha. It's a din of yeshiva basukha without simcha. That on sukkahs you have to eat, but not bechalois simcha. Right? Mikol makam, bimakam, yoshev, mishona reshut, elam yishum simcha. Yes.
So, okay, so, right? So is it, right, about how to Nekaye, right? How to be Nekaye, right, Simcha? Or is it, right, is there Simcha? Okay?
Right? This is question one. Where's the red one? Okay.
Right? And then the second question we have to ask is, right, Kulo, right, versus Chatzi, which is how much? Yes? So, okay. So, Tosfot, hold, possibly one is Tosfot, right, which is what? It's how to be Mekayim, right? Everyone agrees, right? Everyone says needs Simcha, right? So now, how does he understand Kulo L'Hashem versus Kulo L'Chem? Tosfot, right? Normal.
You eat
right?
More.
Normal, right? Or
more.
More,
right? That's Tosfot. Yes.
Meiri says, "Is it about is there Simcha?" Says,
wait.
Everyone needs Simcha, but what? Is it?
Simchas Taira?
Yes. Simchas Koile, versus eating. And the implication of this is, right? So according to Tosfot, what does Kulo mean? More or less than normal. What does it mean according to Eri?
No eating.
No food. Right? And eating means don't fast. That's it.
That's all Chatzi L'Hashem, Chatzi L'Hashem means. Don't fast. That's all it means.
So the Chatzi L'Hashem is
literally just allowing yourself the basic necessities
of eating, rather than fasting the rest of the year.
Oh, which you would eat the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, well, except for Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Purim, and Shavuot. That's it.
Would you be allowed?
What? Nothing. Tanit. Like wait, nothing. Fast.
Is to Meiri?
Yes, this is Meiri.
Yeah.
Right. So yes, it's Meiri, but okay, that's Meiri. Yep.
So now I'm doing Ramadan because apparently Jesus is fat every single day of the year, so they do that for Ramadan.
Yes. So then he says, oh, then what does it mean on Shabbos? I mean, on Shabbos you can't fast. And even there's an exception, right? Because Tainit Chalom, you are allowed to fast. Okay, that's his next paragraph. I'll skip it for now. Got it? Okay. Pifkei Harid, number 6. Perish, Shim Hayarotza Lumot Kol Hayom Ulutanot Harishut Biado. Rishu Omer Chalkeyu, Chetzio Lachila, Ushtia V'Chetzio L'Bet HaMidrash. Perish Asur Leitanot. What does the Rid say? What's the machloket? Are you allowed to fast or not?
But does he say anything that's simple?
No. So it could be, right? So the Tosfos Rid,
right? Maybe, but we're not talking about that.
Right. So either the Tosfos Rid is saying, right? The Tosfos Rid says also the machloket is, can you fast or not? But he doesn't explain whether that's because he says the machloket is there simcha or can you be Yotze Simcha with some kind of Torah like Meiri? He doesn't explain. So it's possible within those who read that the machloket is there Simcha at all.
Cool. So he's done nothing but position it towards fasting.
Correct. Right? Like the Meiri, he just doesn't explain how fasting is a cure in the midst of Simcha.
Perfect. Where did the Rid live? Did the Rid live in a similar area to Meiri?
I think it's in Italy.
Now,
so look at the Marsha also. Marsha says, the Efshar de Kulo Lashem Besimchas Limud HaTorah Misameach Alevu Da'amar. Then maybe what it says Simchat Yom Tov is with Torah that makes you happy. V'hada Gamar Gabay Yom Tov in Simcha Elo B'basar. So now Tosas, Marsha has a point, which is, wait a second, doesn't the Gemara say that Ain Simcha Elo B'basar? How can you say that you get Simcha by Torah? What does he answer? Ratzalomar, Ein Simcha, Lochem, Ela Bechilas Basar.
So,
which is
an obligation, was a qualification.
Exactly. The Marsha qualifies this far, and he says, right, same thing, but he says, Simcha na Torah is Simcha Lashem, and meat is Simcha Lochem. So it's not just about fasting, it's that if you choose to not fast, then you have to have meat. That's what he adds, right? Or wine.
What do you mean by application with resolve of vision? Yes. Okay, so now look at the Shagazari number eight. Okay, we're gonna have to move a little bit fast. Shagazari says, Ava gav de mechuyav biyom tov b'chol mine smachot.
Even though on Yom Tov you are chayav in all smachot, v'divrei Torah bichlal. Guys, v'divrei Torah bichlal, and Torah is included in Simcha. Afilu hachi b'kolshu bein rav bein ma'at sagiluhu k'mo b'shar simchot d'sagilu im misameach eraf mo behen. Afilu zmanuot. Like any other Simcha, you only need a little bit. You might have thought that kamash malan. Kra de chetzio l'Hashem de Talmud Torah kineged kulan v'chetzio l'shar kol ha'smachot v'chetzio Talmud Torah l'chod. Right, he says that Rabbi Yeshua thinks chetzio means 50-50. Kamagam hani mile in sheish shechayavin b'Talmud Torah hu desimecha le'ish b'mane pivshol Talmud Torah yish l'simcha v'mesha osik b'Torah m'kayim mitzvot ha'makom b'mitzvot chaviva shkul lefnei ha'makom getting a mitzvot. Amal Nashim Shaina Chayavet B'Talmud Torah Ein Lon Ela Mishum Simcha. Shagas already takes this farther and he says, aha! You have an option, right? Except, according to who? Only if you are a man, because you are Chayav in Talmud Torah. And therefore he says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, men have the option of learning or eating. And what must women do since they're not chayav in Talmud Torah?
Eat.
They must eat. So now he qualifies this further, and he says it's only simcha Hashem for those who are chayav, right? For those chayav, right? Therefore, men. But women have no choice of spending the whole day eating. That is how he understands. So now, look at number 9. The Mishkan as Yaakov says, okay, now, the Moshita we're saying are trying to somehow explain how, according to Eliezer, there is a simcha, and they're arguing about what the simcha is, right? Mishkan as Yaakov says very clearly, so we saw the Rib might think the machloket is there simcha at all, right? The Mishkan as Yaakov is on number 9, quoted in the Daf Aladaf. Right, says, no, you misunderstand it. The machloket really is whether there's simcha at all. I, the pasuk. No.
Oh. Go back to Kuftet. The samachta equals
carbon. He thinks that Reb Eliezer is only.
I like this.
So this is Mishnah Yaakov, but only what? No, he said, Mishkan Yaakov says, Bisman Hazeh.
Remember the Gemara there said, what do you do, Bisman Hazeh? This is Reb Eliezer's answer to what you do, Bisman Hazeh. Remember we saw some people who said that Simcha nowadays without the carbon is Dirabbanan? He says, aha, that's the point. Look at him, number 9. Now Mishkan Yaakov, Narkatlev showed, Yevshar Lekayim Simcha Plimina Torah. He doesn't buy this whole thing. Simcha with learning. That's not what it means. Right? The Gemara Lezer Okul Lashem Hainu Bizman Hazeh, even though he brings a pasuk. It's not a real drasha. This is just the machloket, but how do you fulfill the dirabana? Shebelav hachi eino yachol okayim mitzvot simcha mekayim chen lo basar karbanot. Since you can't fulfill the mitzvah of simcha yom tov anyways because you don't have a karban, so then what's the machloket? When you don't have a karban,
what do you do?
Do you have the choice to not eat at all? Because the Iker Mitzvah Simcha doesn't exist.
Because Basar Karbonot was the justification of both Pachim and Empire.
Or something like that, right? Maybe Basar Karbonot actually brought it, but now that we don't have it, so you got to choose. Maybe in an ideal world, you have the synthesis that comes from a carbon. Now you don't, right?
Or you have the obligation to
artificially. Very good, right? So really, as there says, nowadays I don't have carbon, which exemplifies those values, so now I choose. And Rishua says, no, you come up with these different synthesis, right? So Rilazer, Mishkan Yaakov says, Machloket is there simcha, but Bizman Hazeh. Now, the Marivayel also seems to assume that the Machloket is there simcha at all, but he takes it farther. Because what did we see? That according to what? According to the Gemara in Psachim, everyone agrees that on certain days you need lachem, right? On Shabbat, right? Mari Weil says, okay, but I have one day here when you can be mesameach, but you don't have to. Lachem is optional, right? And you could go kul lachem even according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? The Gemara says that there's 3 cases where Rabbi Eliezer will agree to Rabbi Yeshua that you need to do something, right? So Mari Vayel says there's a one day here where either Rabbi Yeshua, who says that what? You need Chatzil Hashem, will agree that you could do Kulo Hashem. What day do you think that is? What Yom Tov? Do you think he'll entertain the possibility of doing Kulo? No. Rosh Hashanah. No, Yom Kippur, you don't have an option. You have to do Kulo Hashem. You have to fast. But Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Tshuva, and less Simcha, he says, if you want, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that. Right? So, but look how he says in 11. The Od Omer Nida, Misha Mit'aneh B'Rosh Hashanah. If you want to fast on Rosh Hashanah, then what do you need to do? Sarech, Lilmod, Kol Hayom. You must learn all day. Olomar Tchinot, or to Davin. We'll come back to whether Davin counts here, or it's really just learning. Great. Kevan, let's clean it up in a minute. Kevan, the high gavra, eno mekayim chetzi ol Hashem and chetzi ol Hashem. Since you're not doing chatzi chatzi, sarech lekayim kulo ol Hashem, the bamod, the Rishu, the Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to the Mari Weil, what's clear? Is it about whether there's simcha? Yes, okay. Right? Because what's he saying? On a normal Yom Tov, Rabbi Yeshua thinks there's simcha. Realizer clearly doesn't. But in Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees you don't need simcha because it's not a normal Yom Tov. Right? And therefore, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree to Realizer. So point one, does he think that it's a machloket of whether there is simcha?
Yeah.
Yes. And what does he think kulo means? Kulo. Right? And therefore, if you want to fast on Rosh Hashanah, then you make sure to learn in Daven all day.
You can't.
Right? Right, so this is also the Mari Weil, but what the Mari Weil adds is that in Rosh Hashanah, all agree that you can choose no simcha. Right?
Okay.
The Rama disagrees in number 12, and he quotes Katab Mari Weil, the Mishim et Ana Biyom Tov Tzarek Lomo Kol Hayom Olo Mar Tchino, Kevin Dehai Gavra Lom Mekayim Chetzo Lashem Chetzo Lachem, Dibaha Modir Rishur Lazer Dibai Kul Lashem, Velo Nehira. It's wrong. He said, first of all, I disagree because, right, so now we're getting to the next question, which is, what is Lashem? Right? So far we've seen learning, right? Now what does the Mari Weil add? Davening. And the Rama says, this is all wrong. Why? Vare? No, look what he says. The Hamit Aneh. He said, I don't understand. Don't you realize that fasting itself makes it kulul Hashem? Fasting is also. Right? Because what does he think? He says, wait a second. If Lachem is eating, then what is Lashem? Not eating. Right? And Mari Weil says it has to be learning and davening. What does the Ramah say? No. If Chati Lachem means you have to eat, then what must be not Lachem mean? Not eating. Called fasting. So therefore, do you have to spend the whole day learning? No, because what are you doing?
Fasting.
You're not eating. Right? That's one. He says, furthermore, and this is even more shocking. He says, why would you be allowed to fast on Shabbat only if you like fasting on Shabbat?
I like fasting.
And he says, if that's the case, right, because then it's your own egg. He says, if that's the case, if you want to, you like fasting, then are you being Mekayim? Are you being Mekayim Lashem?
No.
No, what are you being Mekayim?
Lachem.
Very good. The Mali Oneg Zeh, Oneg Hashim Kushiya. Right? So therefore, according to him, even Rabbi Yeshua, did Yeshua think you need to eat?
When?
No, because what does he think? According to the Ramah. Because even fasting, if you like it, is
Lachem.
So maybe you don't like fasting for the whole day, you like fasting for part of the day, so you fast for the whole day.
Okay. So now, whatever you think this is, so now very quickly, I know I'm going fast, but we only have one more day after this until Yom Kippur. So far we've dealt with the question, are they arguing about how do you win the economy that's forward, or is there something at all? Is it 100-0, or is it just whether you can fast or whether you can't? Is it only Bizman Hazeh? Good. Now, are the two options equal? Whatever it is that Rabbi Eliezer thinks, whether he thinks it's literally 100-0, or it's normal or more learning, right? Are the options equal?
Within Rabbi Eliezer?
Within Rabbi Eliezer.
No.
So this is a machloket. So if you look, Rabbi Hananel, right? So Rabbi Hananel seems to say they are equal. Why? So how are you going to figure out whether they're equal or not? What do you need to figure out? Why did Rabbi Eliezer yell at the people who left? Right? So what are the two possibilities why he left? Why he yelled at them? Either because the options are not equal.
Right?
Right? And therefore, yes, they're Mekayim Simchat Mitzvot Yom Tov, but not in the best way.
Or the options are equal, but since they started, left in the middle, they clearly weren't equal.
Very good. So if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel says, look at the second line. Amar Lahen, Halalu Bali Meira, why are they cursed? Klomar Ein Lahem Klum. They don't get anything. Lo Kimu Simchat Yom Tov, Lo Mitzvot Beit HaMikdash, Shekfar Yatzu. The people who learn for a few hours are the worst. Why are they the worst? Because they learned for a few hours, and now they haven't spent the whole day eating. But now they're leaving the base medrash, so they're not Mekayim Kul Lashem either, so... So according to him, does it imply that...
No, it's equal.
It's equal. You just got to make up your mind. And since they didn't make up their mind,
they're cursed.
Right? Meiri in 14 says, "Kedivri Elazar Shei Omer Akul Lashem Akul Lachem Klomar Shesimcha Rechila Ushtia Shabo Rishut V'Yochol Lafki Al Yedei Yeshiva LeMishnata." What does he say? That Simcha is Rishut, and you can, if you want, fulfill it through learning. So, what does that sound like? Equivalent, sort of, except which is primary, ironically, for the Meiri Lachem. Oh. Right? Is that you could eat, but if you want...
And remember, does this work with his motto? Yes, because what did he say?
Why are you allowed to learn all day? Because Simchas HaTorah is also Simcha. So what does that imply? That the Iker somewhat is eating, but if you want, you could be Yoytzei.
What we said until
with learning. If you look at number 15 at the Yuchusei Tanan Vamorayim, it says, Alma Imrota Lishana Kol Yom... He says the same thing. What is the implication? That if I want to exempt myself from Simchat Yom Tov, I can choose to learn. Right? So what does he say? So this is sort of an in-between condition. Right? Is it that there's is it how to be Mekayim Simcha, or is there Simcha? He's saying everyone agrees that what? Simcha equals eating. What's the machloket? Guys. Guys, what does he say? He says everyone agrees Simcha's eating. What are they arguing about? Can you exempt can you exempt yourself by learning? So what does that imply? That at some level the primary is eating. Now this is very hard in the Gemara in Beitza where he yells at the people. Right? So again, it might just be that, well, that's because they missed the day, or I don't know. However, if you look at the Taj Beitz in 16, the Taj Beitz says, no, he's talking about the question of Yibum. Right? Is the Gemara says that is dealing with the question of what's better, Yibum, Chalitza, etc. And in that case, it uses the word Rishut. I don't have time to do the whole thing, but look after the ellipsis. He says, "Efshar ledamov tzelamisha nishba shonitum klum b'yom tov b'lazar." We can compare this to someone who says, "I'm not going to eat on yom tov according to Lazar." Tisfir le okul l'shem okul l'chem v'amrin and perek bet de yom tov. The second perek of yom tov, meaning perek of Masechet Beitza. Right, he says, if you swear not to eat on Yom Tov, it's mevatal mitzvah, even according to your Lazar. Why aren't you allowed to learn? He says, no, it's reshut in the sense that learning is primary and eating is
secondary.
How do you get that? And he says, mitzvah, legabe reshut, mikre. So what does he say? Is it 50-50? Do you have any choice? Koin Ramein Chananel? Whichever one you want, right? You just got to choose. According to the Meiri and the Chusin Hemaram, what does it sound like? The primary is eating, but you can exempt yourself with learning. Right? The Tajmate says, no, the primary is
learning.
But if you want to eat, you get a mitzvah for it also, and therefore if you swear to not eat, you're being mevatel a mitzvah, but what's primary?
Learning.
Right? Last shita, Rav Yah. Guys, last shita. Right? Now, I just add that in the Rav Yah, he thinks... And who do we paskin like? Rabbi Eliezer. Right? The Rav Yah, the last source.
Okay.
Right? What's his proof? That the Gemara continues by saying that what? That everyone agrees that on Purim, whatever, you have to eat, which implies that we're figuring out within the position of Rabbi Eliezer, what are you allowed to do? Right? Which implies that the Ikra didn't, who do we paskin like? Rabbi Eliezer, that's why we need to qualify it. And what does he think the halacha is? What does he think it means? It's just about fasting. Okay? So tomorrow, I know we rushed a little bit with this. Tomorrow what we're going to do is review Shur. Because so far what we've seen is, again, within Rabbi Eliezer, a machloket, is it how to be Mekayim Simcha, or is there Simcha at all? Maybe in general, maybe Zman HaZeh. does Talmud Torah count as part of the mitzvah or not? And the second question is, reshut, really reshut? We saw three possibilities. The equal, eating is primary, but you can exempt yourself with learning, or learning is primary, but if you eat, you are Mekayim a mitzvah, which might explain why he yelled at the people, because they chose to be Mekayim a mitzvah through eating and not through Talmud Torah. What we still need to do is figure out, okay, let's contrast this. What does this tell us about Rabbi Yeshua? Right? Because obviously, if Rabbi Elazar means 100-0, then Rabbi Yeshua might just mean 90-10. Right? But if it's no, Rabbi Elazar means something else, something like Tosfos, then Rabbi Yeshua might be more specifically that Chatzi Lashon Chatzi L'Chaim means 50-50 or something like that. That's what we'll have to see tomorrow. Which one?
The Daf HaAdaf.
Who is the Daf HaAdaf?
Yeah.
So Daf